So a great event for animals tomorrow. Tell us about the event, Olga.
Well, it's the Animals Lebanon World Animal Day. They're celebrating it at Beirut Souks starting at 4 p.m. tomorrow. And Maya Nassar is here to talk about more.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. How
Good
are
morning.
You? Good morning.
Very nice to see you in our studios this morning.
Nice to see you guys, too.
So tomorrow it's World Animal Day. Tell
That's
us about that.
That's right. Well, World Animal Day is actually a very old tradition. It dates all the way back to 1931. It's practiced in many different countries across the world. And tomorrow we're going to be having it here in Lebanon. The purpose of World Animal Day is to raise awareness about animal welfare and also to bring together animal lovers to show our love and appreciation and come together and raise awareness also about adopting animals.
So the event is tomorrow at Beirut Souks from 4 p.m.
That's right.
What kind of things can we expect there if we go along?
Well, I'm going to give a speech to open the event, and it's going to be a really fun afternoon. It's perfect for families, for children, for friends, and for all animal lovers to come and have a great afternoon. We strongly encourage you to bring your dog if you have one, if you have a dog at home. If you don't, come anyway. It's going to be a great afternoon.
It's nice for your dogs as well that they can meet other dogs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sniff around.
Yes.
It's a fun thing to do. It's a bonding time for you and your pet.
And let's hear it for Beirut Souks for allowing this. Thank you very much, Beirut Souks. Let's hear it for Beirut Souks.
Very happy about that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a photo booth where you can take selfies with you and your dog.
That sounds cute.
With a lot of fun props such as sunglasses, cat ears, fun hats, special backgrounds. So
you'll have profile pictures for Facebook for
exactly.
a while.
Exactly. You can instantly upload it onto social media, and the photo booth will print two photos, one for you to keep and one to stick on our animal welfare wall, which will be decorated with fun pictures and messages that people can write on the wall, why they support animal welfare. And children can even draw on the wall if they want to, like pictures of their favorite pets or just messages about why they love animals.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And it's World Animal Day around the world, so this is on the occasion of, like, everywhere around the world.
Exactly.
They're doing
stuff. They celebrate differently in each country, and we have our own way of celebrating tomorrow.
So if we'd like to adopt a dog or a cat, we'll talk about how we do that with Animals Lebanon next with our special guest in the studio this morning. It's Maya Nassar, who's a board member of Animals Lebanon. We'll talk more after this. It's Sam Smith. I'm the only one. So, Animals Lebanon, let's talk more about it right now. It's Radio 1 with Maya Nassar, who's a board member of Animals Lebanon, in the studio. So the whole event tomorrow is basically something to promote the fact that you want people to adopt animals. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. It's to raise awareness about animal welfare and also to encourage people to adopt animals from our shelter.
Okay. Now, how can we adopt?
Well, first of all, we strongly suggest that you adopt instead of buying, because when you adopt an animal, you're not only gaining a companion animal, like a pet, you're also saving a life. Most of our animals have been abused, abandoned, mistreated, and when you adopt an animal, you are giving them a second chance and opening your door to provide them with love and support.
Let's say now I'm looking really for a new dog at the moment. How would I adopt?
Yeah, what are the steps? Like, where do you start? What do you do?
Well, do you go to the website?
It's actually very easy to adopt from Animals Lebanon. You can see all the animals up for adoption on our website, animalslebanon.org. And you can also browse the Facebook page, which is simply Animals Lebanon, if you just search for it. You can see photos of really cute cats and dogs that are looking for homes.
They're so cute.
Okay, so I've got the front page here. I've got Adopt a Kitten, so we can adopt kittens if we want a cat.
Exactly.
Where are the dogs? I can't see the dogs.
So all you need to do is log on to the website, animalslebanon.org, and then just fill out the adoption form, which will ask you questions about yourself and which animal you are looking to adopt. And then once we receive this form, we contact you and we arrange for an interview, and then we proceed with the adoption.
But so it's under companion animals. Is that where you go on the main menu?
Okay, animals for adoption. So I click on animals for adoption.
That's right.
And do we have photographs on there?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to some photographs.
You can just browse and you can read the story about the animal, how it was rescued, what its personality is like. And you can also check the Facebook page. If you're logged on Facebook, you can just browse through the pictures. We also post photos almost daily of animals that are looking for homes.
So, and you have their stories too.
Yes.
So I've got here animals for adoptions. There's cats, there's dogs, there's kittens, there's puppies, there's tigers as well. Now,
we don't offer tigers.
No, I'm joking. So I'm going to click on dogs. Let's see what we get. We've got lots of lovely pictures of cats here. Okay, the dogs. So, there's a beautiful
dog.
Are
you a dog person, Gavin, or a cat person?
I'm both. I actually have, I used to have a dog and two cats.
And of course,
the cats ruled the house. They were the rulers. But poor little dog was sort of cowed wherever the cats were around.
It's always like that. Cats are always in charge.
But I'm bisexual. It's not sexual. I'm bi. What's the word? Bi-animal. Is that a word? No. I like both dogs and cats.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of these dogs. And have you got the dogs there?
No.
Oh, look at Lucy. Lucy's gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous.
Let me click on Lucy. Lucy looks a little bit like a Labrador. She's got a golden coat, and she's obviously a little bit of a mix.
They're all so adorable.
God, they're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, and the cats too.
So Marley is really cute, little fluffy little thing. So
I'm in love. I want a dog now.
So let's say I wanted to adopt Lucy. She's female. I always prefer female dogs, by the way, because they're
me too.
they're always like around you.
Yeah.
And they'll follow you everywhere.
They seem more loyal.
Yeah, they do seem more loyal. Male dogs are a little bit
like women.
Male dogs are a little bit more into sex, and they're sort of thinking about other dogs.
Things.
Yes. So Lucy is gorgeous. She was born in 2014. She's a mixed Labrador. She has a smart character. And if you'd like to donate, or not donate, if you'd like to adopt any of these animals, go to animalslebanon.org.
People can also foster, which means they can temporarily look after an animal without committing to adopting them. So they look after this pet for a period of time until it gets adopted into another home. This is a way of kind of trying it out and seeing if you would like to adopt a pet permanently.
Great.
And it also gives the animal a temporary home and
some
makes
love.
Them feel very loved and sheltered. Yeah.
So what's the hashtag that we should
So the hashtag for animal, sorry, I always get confused between Animal World Day or World Animal Day. The hashtag for World Animal Day is hashtag AnimalsLebanon WAD. So for any photos taken tomorrow at the event, please use the hashtag.
Okay, we'll talk more about the event, Animals Lebanon event, tomorrow after this from Pink.
Right from the start, you were a thief star.
So if we adopt a pet from Animals Lebanon, what happens? Are the pets inoculated?
Yes, the pets are all vaccinated and they're all spayed and neutered. And we also provide you with guidance on how to care for the animal and what to do if the animal gets sick. And we also follow up after you've adopted the pet just to see how you're doing and give you any advice if you need it.
What happens if we get into difficulties and we can't cope with the animal that we've adopted?
Well, if you feel that it's not working out, you can easily return the animal back to Animals Lebanon if you feel that you are no longer able to care for it.
Okay, so check out the website. It's animalslebanon.org. It's animalslebanon.org.
Yeah.
So I thought this morning we would go through some good points of owning a dog and good points of owning a cat. Let's go through them right now. First of all, the good points of owning a dog.
Well, first of all, a dog is a companion.
Just a minute. Yeah. So dogs. First of all, sorry, you haven't got headphones on. I'm just playing a little piece of music there to set the scene. So let's go through some reasons to owning a dog.
Well, a dog is a companion animal, so it's your friend for life. It's always by your side. A dog is loyal, and a dog keeps you company no matter how sad you are or what mood you're
That's
in.
That's true.
Dogs
yeah.
also keep you active because you have to walk them up to 3 or 4 times a day.
That is something I really miss, being active and walking around.
Yeah. So you have to get up in the morning no matter how tired or lazy you are.
Yeah, and it's so good for exercise.
And
can you think of anything, Olga?
Well, I mean, I've never owned a dog. I've had a cat before, but I've never had a dog. But I was at a dinner party the other day where there was a dog around, and the dog came and laid on my feet for no reason. And the energy that was coming from this animal was so wonderful. Like, it was just so warm and fuzzy and, like, lovely, and it was just looking up at me and just being really cute. So that love and positive energy is amazing.
There's
and
a
it
lot
wasn't
of
even
love.
My dog.
And, you know, you can cuddle up to dogs in, yeah. in bed and stuff. You can sleep with your dog.
They're the cutest.
Until Rock got fleas, it was fine. I could sleep with Rock.
They also bring joy to children. So if you have a family with kids, it's amazing.
And they make your home feel like a real home.
Exactly.
When you get home and there's the greeting
they're
that you
always
get.
Waiting for you, right?
Yeah. And they know when you're sad. They know when you're happy. If they're sad, that they'll come up to you with their ears all sort of down. Yeah.
And they're always happy, no matter what. I've never seen a sad dog.
Okay, so that's dogs. Let's do cats. The good points of owning a cat. Let's go through those.
Well, cats are very clean, and cats are toilet trained by instinct.
That is so true. The moment a cat is born, that they know how to use
the
kissy litter.
Yeah, you don't have to train them.
Incredible.
So there are hardly any accidents. Cats are also very independent, so cats are good for busy people that do not have time to walk them, like dogs. And cats can be left home for up to several hours because they're very solitary animals.
Mm.
And cats are also companion animals, so they sleep next to you. And if you're typing on your computer, they kind of
that is annoying.
Sleep
yes,
on top of
I
your
know.
Desktop.
But they're very, very loving, and they actually do fall in love with you.
They do. You have to work for a cat's attention.
You do.
That's one thing. I like.
Yeah, and they're very independent. You can't tell a cat off, they won't understand.
Yeah.
And you also can't call a cat and expect it to come every time.
Yeah.
It'll
only
come
when it feels like it.
My cat comes whenever I call her, and she only comes to me. That's what I like.
Yeah. Well, the cats are also very entertaining. I mean, they do so many hilarious things.
I know.
They just have like minds of their own. They're like attacking things all the time.
My cat Humphers is in the studio right now. Come here, Humphers. Come here. Hello, Humphers. Hello. Do you love daddy? Do you love daddy? Do you love daddy? Do you love daddy? My nose.
Careful there.
Oh. They
I guess
okay, well,
he does
Maya, thank you for
you.
Coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
So it's tomorrow at Beirut Souks.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow for World Animal Day at 4 p.m. at Beirut Souks. And don't forget the hashtag, it's AnimalsLebanonWAD.
Maya, thank you.
Thank you, guys.